Hello and welcome back to Reality Check. Well, here we are at episode 20. I have to say that I'm pretty proud of the podcast thus far, and I'm looking forward to growing it out as things progress. I would still love to have a guest come on, and we could have a back and forth conversation, and I may even produce a video episode or two. If you've arrived late to the party and want to know which episodes to start with, my personal favorites, which means the ones I think it's most important that people understand, would be episode 7, which is about the proper role of emotions, number 9, where I talk about unearned guilt, number 11, which is about how almost everything relates back to a desire for control, number 13, which explains why judging is super important, and number 18, which details the underlying concept behind attraction and relationships. Even after listening to those essentials, I still recommend trying out the others because even if a particular topic isn't relevant to you, such as, you know, a question you didn't ask, obviously, I try to make sure to put some universal principles in every episode, which isn't too hard since everything is connected in one way or another. This week, I've got another question in it, and it has to do with talking to a friend about a sensitive issue. It reads, I have a friend that I've known for a long time. Recently, he's married someone that seems to be changing him for the worse, and our interactions are becoming more strained, especially when she's physically around. I don't know what to say to him, or even if it's my place to say anything. What do you think? Well, I think that we've all been there at some point in our lives. If you have friends, then that almost necessarily means that you've had to deal at some point with their horrible choices in boyfriends, girlfriends, spouses, etc. So, let's first deal with whether it's your place to say anything. There's principle to consider, and then there's practicality. The principle is cut and dry. What does the word friend mean? To me, it means that you've chosen someone to care about more than total strangers. They're elevated to a place where you look out for each other. Strangers won't bother telling you when you're about to make a mistake or you're on the wrong path. Only a friend will do that. In fact, I would say that brutal honesty is the defining characteristic of a friend, because objectivity and clarity are the most important and most easily lost perspectives when evaluating or deciding something. Friends can be a shoulder to cry on or someone to cheer you up, but those are actually fairly trivial when compared to the infinitely valuable reality check advantages. No pun intended there. So if a friend's job is total honesty in an effort to keep a friend happy or safe, what are the practical concerns? Mainly that every time you tell a friend something he doesn't want to hear, there's a chance that he'll turn on you, consider you the enemy, and double down on his initial path. So the question becomes, do I want to play it safe, keep my mouth shut, and maintain this friendship as is, or do I risk the friendship and tell him the truth? I can't say for certain that there's a universally correct answer to that question, but I'll give you my own personal point of view. When I call someone a friend, it means that they have earned and continuously maintain a certain level of esteem in my eyes. In my attraction episode, number 18, if you were paying attention earlier, I explain how every relationship is an unwritten contract. When I sign a friendship contract with someone, one of my, quote-unquote clauses is that I must feel that I can speak the truth at any time. And really, if my friendships are solid, speaking the truth should only bolster the respect and esteem we both have for each other. I value him enough to share my thoughts with him, and he should respect that and be grateful that I go out of my way to help him out. So if I go out of my way to speak some hard truths to a friend, and if he were to react badly, lashing out at me instead of truly digesting my words, then in that instant, I know that he's changed the terms of the contract. He's no longer the person I thought he was. If the friendship dissolves at that point, it won't be because I dared to speak up. It'll be because he decided to value his emotional attachment to whatever chosen path he's on higher than he values me in his life. And that change could have happened a long time ago, silently. My speaking up merely shone a light on an already festering problem. So in that case, I would feel no guilt or responsibility. I would simply mourn a friendship that had died at some point, and I was just now becoming aware of that death. But like I said, I can't say that everyone should view their friendships that way. It just makes sense to me. either someone is completely my friend or they aren't. And if they aren't, I'd rather know that sooner than later. So in the choice between speaking up and staying silent, it isn't really a choice for me. I will always, always speak up. But now the next part gets much more tricky. What do you say? Well, the first question you really should be asking is, what am I trying to accomplish? You say that your friend is already married. That means he's probably with her for the long haul, and you'll just have to try to like her as much as you can. But there are two ways to approach him. The first is simply man to man. What I would say is something along the lines of, hey, look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm not a huge fan of Jane. It's not a huge deal. I'll work around that. But what's really starting to affect me is that you seem to be a different person these days. In general, but also more disturbingly, that difference intensifies whenever she's around. Now, I'm bringing this up not to attack you, or especially not to attack her, but just to ask, are you okay? Have you noticed this yourself? Etc., etc. Now, at this point, he might get defensive, he might deny that he's noticed anything in himself. There's a whole spectrum of ways it could go here. But the important part is that you make it clear that his wife is not really what you're concerned about. Keep the focus on him, his changes, his mood, all about him. The second you start to attack her, he's going to feel obligated to rush to her defense. And tactics aside, attacking her isn't even your goal. Your goal is just to get your friend back to his old, presumably better self. So I would start with that approach, but the second way to go is to consider next steps, and that usually means children. If he's changed for the worse, and you can point out what those particular things are, then it also becomes a question of what he'll pass on when they start having babies. You can say something like, I understand that you don't mind that you've started to do XYZ, but when you and Jane start having kids, is that really what you want your son to emulate? Or do you want your daughter to see how Jane has affected you and learn to do that to her eventual boyfriend and husband? Are you both, as a couple, the example you want to set for your inevitable children? Those kind of questions cut right to the core of not only this issue, but most of life's issues. Because it's the ultimate thought experiment. When you consider what you want your kids to be, it almost always ends up being an idealized version of yourself. You want your son to be a better, smarter, more capable version of you, and you want your daughter to become the best version of the woman that you were looking to marry in your 20s and 30s. So essentially, asking what do you want your kids to be is really asking who do you want to be? Ultimately, in this situation, it sounds like the best you can hope for is that your friend sees what you're saying, talks it over with his wife in private, and then they hash it out between themselves, and maybe eventually he'll get back to you with the results, or you'll just, slowly notice a positive change yourself. If he rejects your line of questioning or your observations, and he continues down his path, or even if he acknowledges what you're saying but is too scared, apathetic, weak, etc. to change any of it, then you've got a new decision to make. Do you sign a new contract with him, with new terms that take into account his new limitations, or are the changes too severe to bother staying friends? And that's a really tough one to answer. You might think that maintaining the ghost of a friendship is no big deal and it doesn't cost you anything, but you'd be surprised just how depressing it is to be constantly reminded that someone you used to care about has fallen so far. I've been there a few times, and while I'm someone who definitely prefers to just rip the Band-Aid off quick, it's pretty painful no matter which direction you go in. But really, if he's a good friend, the chances are that things will be fine. Just come at it from a place of caring and concern, rather than, scorn or disdain, and it's likely that he'll listen to you. It may not totally reverse the damage, but at least he'll be on the lookout for it going forward. All right, well, thanks again for listening. I'm looking forward to the next 20 episodes. Talk to you again next week.